It's better late than never, but never late is better. And this is your host to Real Talk Sports, Deontay Smith, and we are here just hours before the 2018 NFL Draft. So I'm going to give you my mock draft for the top 15 teams because I don't want to go so deep into all 32. What else am I going to cover? I'm going to cover the next running back after Saquon Barkley. Who's that going to be? I know who I think it's going to be. We're going to have Mike on. We're going to see what he thinks, who he thinks it's going to be. Let me see what else we got in the rundown. Okay, we got the best quarterback after the first round. So after the top, what, four or five guys go, I have a sleeper. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a sleeper. And I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my sleeper for the second day of the draft. All right. Let's get right into this mock draft that I got put together for you guys. So this one has no trades. Any that are done before the draft, I do have those in there, slotted correctly. As far as like where the picks fall. Now, the Browns. This is a big draft for the Browns. They get two of the top four picks. You can't go wrong. Well, they're the Browns, so they can go wrong. So with the number one pick, the Cleveland Browns select Sam Darnold. Now I have them taking Darnold because he's the one with the least risk. He's not the most ready. The most ready would be Josh Rosen, but Sam Darnold is probably the best fit to back up Tyrod Taylor for a year. Tyrod Taylor doesn't throw a lot of picks, so he can help solve the turnover issue that Sam Darnold is leaving at USC with. Now with the second pick, I have the Giants taking Bradley Chubb. Now Bradley Chubb will be the replacement for JPP, who left in free agency. Now I feel like they could have gone quarterback, but they can get a quarterback later. They're not a quarterback away, in my opinion. They have some serious rebuilding to do. Now the Jets, I have them taking Baker Mayfield with the number three pick. I like Baker a lot. Character issues are not really an issue to me. I like a fiery quarterback, and he kind of fits the mold that the Jets really need when they're going to be mostly led by their defense with Todd Bowles at the helm. All right, let's see. Now with the number four pick, I feel like I really don't like a running back going here, but Saquon Barkley is pretty rare. He's not a feature back in my opinion. He's not built to carry it 25 times, even though he wasn't asked to carry it 25 times. But he's still a very solid back that can do pretty much everything. The number five pick, I have John Elway and the Broncos taking Josh Rosen. It was really hard after Baker Mayfield went off the board for me to say Josh Rosen would go ahead of Josh Allen. But I do think Rosen is likely the replacement for Case Keenum after his, I believe it was a 2-year contract, maybe it was three. But so that's where I have Rosen going ahead of Allen and ahead of Jackson. Let's see what we got next. We got the Indianapolis Colts. They are taking Quentin Nelson. Why? Because when you have money in the bank, your money and your luck, you need security guards. Quentin Nelson is a security guard. You got to protect the bank. That is why I believe he will be picked number six. Well, they're going O-line. Even if I'm wrong, they're still going O-line in my opinion. To help build some kind of protection around Andrew Luck. All right. Next on the board, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I feel like the Bucs are going to go with Derwin James from Florida State. Why? A lot of money is on there, already invested in their offense. In Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, O.J. Howard to come, Cameron Brate to come. So they really need to solidify the back end of their defense. And with the Bears, they're going to protect the bank just like the Colts and take Mike McGlinchey. Why do I feel like the Bears are going to protect the bank? Because they're already starting to put pieces and weapons around him, so they got to protect him more, because he was not protected too well last season. Even though he looked pretty good, he is definitely their quarterback of the future. Now, with the news of Reuben Foster breaking as of last week, I feel like Roquan Smith from Georgia is going to be the 49ers pick. He can play sideline to sideline. I don't know if he's big enough to play inside linebacker, but he's definitely not big enough to play outside linebacker, and he's definitely fast enough. He is of that Ray Lewis mold, that Derrick Brooks mold, being sideline to sideline. Can't wait to see what he can do in a 49ers uniform. Now with the Raiders, I have them selecting Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia. I haven't taken him just because they're like a lot like the Bucks. They're pretty solid offensively. Maybe they could get a feature back, but I don't think they're going to take a running back this high up. And they can definitely work on their defense as always, because it's always good to build your defense rather than your offense. Why do I believe that? Because championships are won by the defense. Now at 11, Lamar Jackson comes off the board. He's going to the Dolphins. If you were paying attention during the offseason and the last two offseasons, Miami has been working on restructuring Ryan Tannehill's deal. So it's a lot of money up front, but they kind of making it all bonuses on the back end, so it makes it easier for them to cut him, because he's not going to be any dead money. So I have them taking Lamar Jackson. I also believe if Lamar Jackson doesn't go at 11 and he falls anywhere around, if he falls to 15, the Cardinals are taking him. But if he falls further than that, he's definitely going to the Saints or the Patriots. It just depends on if the Patriots want to move up to grab him, or both teams could feel comfortable in where other teams have him on the draft board and take him there. But he is definitely going to the Dolphins, Cardinals, Patriots, I almost said Pats, or the Saints. I would love to see him in New Orleans. All right, so we got Jackson going at 11. At 12, the Buffalo Bills will choose Josh Allen. Josh Allen, to me, is not a top-tier quarterback. He doesn't make the guys around him better. That's my biggest pet peeve whenever a quarterback goes in the first round. If you can't make guys around you better, then why are you going to the top teams or the worst teams, I'll say, rather than the top teams in the draft? So Josh Allen, yes, he has the biggest hands out of all the quarterbacks, but the guy was 1-3 against Power 5 schools. So you see that he doesn't play well against better competition. I know Wyoming isn't that good of a football school. I don't want to hear that. I don't. He needs to put. He can put the ball in better places. Better ball placement. He has a big arm. You can't teach a big arm. Yeah, okay. And you also can't teach a guy how to win. You can't teach Josh Allen how to win. That's something he hasn't done at Wyoming. The Redskins are going to take Vita Vea at D-tackle. He's the D-tackle. He's going to be the 13th pick. I do think they're pretty. The Redskins are pretty good. They just had a down year. They lost Kirk Cousins, and they got a little bit worse at quarterback Alex Smith, in my opinion. But Vita Vea is who they go with, defensive tackle. Gonna kind of be a stone wall in the middle of that defense. At 14, I got the Packers taking Minkah Fitzpatrick. Why? Because they traded away Demaryius Randle. I know you don't play corner. I know that. But you got some versatility. Haha, Clinton Dix can line up at corner. He won't line up at corner. But adding Minkah Fitzpatrick, you get some flexibility and some versatility. About the same thing we're talking about defensive guys, I know. All right, so the Cardinals at 15, because all the great quarterbacks are gone, they're going to take guard Isaiah Wynn so the Cardinals have to take a quarterback. And at this point, all the good quarterbacks in this draft are gone. I really want to see Lamar Jackson fall to them. I think Lamar Jackson could fall to them. If he falls past them, he's going to the Saints or to the Patriots. And the Cardinals could trade up and to get around, I want to say around the 6th spot. That way they get the quarterback they want. All right, so now we're switching lanes. We're going to the sleeper of the quarterback class, who I think it is, Chad Knauf out of Princeton. Now, he shredded school records in the Ivy League, and scouts and people that know what they're talking about are saying, he's a smart guy. Duh. He almost went to Vandy out of high school, but he decided to go to Princeton. So, you know this guy has it above the shoulders. Now, he can make those passes, but he was making those throws against Ivy League competition. I know other smart guys, but not as athletic smart guys. So he has the mental capacity to fit in a offense, I don't know, like the Patriots. He could be the heir to Tom Brady and be the beginning of the Josh Daniels heir. Something to think about, guys. That is something to think about. Alright, listen to me when I'm talking to you. Just like my mom used to tell me when I got in trouble. I told you before in the rundown that I was going to tell you who the second running back taken off the board would be. And here it is. After Barkley is selected at number 4, the next quarterback to come off the board, Darius Geis out of LSU. And it's going to be towards the bottom of the first round because nobody really needs running backs because they're all running backs by committee. But where I see him fitting perfectly, the Carolina Panthers. I know you're not going to rely on Christian McCaffrey to tote the rock for you 15, 20 times a game. So that is definitely a realistic landing spot. And I'm not too sure this Le'Veon Bell contract is going to get ironed out in a manner of which both sides win. Somebody's going to lose, and I think the loser is going to be the Steelers. So I can definitely see the Steelers picking them up towards the end of the draft. Now here we are, not too long before the draft, and I was supposed to have Mike on, but we're going to have Mike on to talk about after the draft. We're going to have his first round reaction. We're going to see what he thinks, who he likes to go early in the second round, or the second day rather, because I don't want to put a round on it. And we're going to see if I can get him to commit to saying Lamar Jackson will be a better quarterback than Josh Allen, because he doesn't think Lamar Jackson can really throw. He's a great athlete, but he believes Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. I'm going to question him about that. So I appreciate you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And as Chance the Rapper would say, and we back, and we back, and we back. Yeah. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.